This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen. As Americans find themselves with less to spend, many are trying to cut back on those things they like but don't necessarily need. Letting go isn't always easy. Here to tell us why is Rob Walker. He writes the Consumed column for the New York Times. Hi, Rob.
How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. I would like to start off talking to you about the New York Times. I tried recently to cancel my subscription, and they said, please don't go. It's nothing personal, by the way, purely financial. But I tried to say, I'm going to cancel, and they said, look, we'll give you 6 weeks for free. I know that newspapers are struggling to stay afloat, so what's in it for them to offer me free product?
Now, please don't characterize me as speaking for the New York Times business strategy here, because I don't have the slightest idea, but you know, I assume that over time what they would hope is that, you know, you wake up to the error of your ways and realize that the paper is, in fact, worth keeping your subscription to and that you'll stick with them. And when times get better, that free offer will have faded off into memory and you'll continue paying and everyone's happy.
Now, of course, the New York Times isn't the only company offering this kind of a deal. All sorts of companies are saying to consumers, take an extra free month or so. But couldn't consumers do that and then cancel? And wouldn't that wind up costing these companies a lot of money?
Sure, it's a calculated risk. And the basic situation that we're in all across the board, I think, with any kind of company that's dealing with consumers right now is that consumers are very tight-fisted and very scared and unsure what's going to happen. And they're thinking about their own, you know, job situation and other things. Companies, meanwhile, are trying to keep some cash flow going. You know, you see it on the retail front with all of the stuff being marked down. Right now, in the post-holiday season, you know, discounts happening almost directly the minute that stuff hits the selling floor, which is not supposed to happen, but it's just a survival strategy.
Whenever a company offers me something free for, let's say, a month, and after which, you know, I would have to pay, I always think that they're trying to tap into my tremendous ability to forget that the free part's going to run out. Is that an actual business strategy?
Mm-hmm. I think that that's part of it, and I think that it's, you know, it's not a new thing that retailers or companies in general understand the power of freeness as just sort of a powerful psychological motivator that gets the consumer's attention and, you know, reels them in, if you will. You do the buy one, get one free offer at a store so that people will come in to get that, and then hopefully they'll buy something else that wasn't part of that deal. And yes, they are banking on the fact that later, when you're bragging to your friends about the things that you got for free, you'll have forgotten about all the stuff that you paid for full price.
So here's another interesting one, not necessarily free, but one of our producers was mentioning he was trying to cancel his cable TV subscription, and they kept dropping the monthly price. He finally got them down to $30 a month, and they told him, call back if you need to renegotiate again. Is there a certain point, Rob, that these companies know and these customer service guys know we can't drop below this price or else we've just got to let this customer go?
Yeah, I'm sure that there is a point. I mean, I think that the reason that they're probably willing to bend more than you might think is that, and this is particularly true with companies where there's a kind of subscription model in place, is that you'll see these numbers that the cost of acquiring a new customer is generally, you know, through marketing and so on and other factors, the cost of acquiring a new customer is actually really high. So they would much rather make a sacrifice to keep a current customer rather than say, well, we'll just replace that customer with someone new.
I would imagine, especially in this economy where people are very scared about spending money, is it especially difficult to try to attract new customers for any sort of business now?
Yes, I think that, you know, in particular, one of the things that consumers are really wary of is taking on some new expense. Not a lot of us are out there in the marketplace right now thinking, gee, what new magazines and cable services and cell phone gizmos do I want to sign up for, you know, long-term contracts for? We're not really looking to add new expenses right now to our sort of household budgets.
Rob Walker writes the New York Times column called Consumed. He is also the author of the book Buying In, The Secret Dialogue Between What We Buy and Who We Are. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.